We're again beginning Hashem's answer to Iyov, what's called the 38th chapter, the first pasuk. Vayan Adonai et Iyov min ha-se'arah vayomar. And Hashem replies to Iyov from the tornado. A tremendous wind comes and Iyov merits to have an answer. And there's great discussion in Chazal, what is this whirlwind? This tornado that comes with Hashem as Hashem gives him his answer. Is this a description of the prophetic revelation of Iyov? Is this a description of part of the answer that was given to Iyov? Is this a description of the whirlwind that Iyov, so to speak, stirred up in the world with his blasphemy, with Iyov's formulating such questions towards heaven? Is this a description of the way in which the afflictions were contrived in heaven, so to speak? Different commentaries give different answers here, and there are more answers than that as to what is this tornado. Yes?
Hashem is speaking directly to Iyov?
That's what it says.
So that's a pretty high...
Yes, Iyov was a huge tzaddik. Me,
to
everyone.
Rava Batra is the whole thing of how he was not that great of
one. That he was still a big tzaddik. Mize, we're doing Iyov. Mize machshich eitza v'milin beli da'at. Who is it that dares to encase me in darkness, so to speak, to encase my plans in darkness with his words, so to speak? Iyov sheds darkness on my plans because he lacks knowledge. He's standing here speaking and speaking, and instead of shedding light to the world, he's shedding darkness. He doesn't understand. And so he makes all these claims that, so to speak, attribute darkness to me. But in truth, it's just his misunderstandings. And here Hashem is saying many things. On the one hand, Hashem is saying, who does he think he is? And making those speeches as though I don't know what I'm doing when I'm running the world. He's attributing to me so many things that are false when he makes his claims. And Hashem is also alluding to another concept, which was the great plans Hashem had for Iyov. And Iyov, so to speak, put them in the dark because Iyov did not stand up to the test. Who has darkened my plan? On the simple level, Hashem is saying, who has taken my world, which is really being run with a plan, but because he doesn't understand, he attributes darkness to the plan with his words, with his lack of knowledge. And on a deeper level, Hashem is also saying, I had such a plan for you. I began the book by describing you as an Ish, Tam, Yashar, Yirei Elokim, Sar Mera, and you came and darkened all of that. I had such plans for you. And Iyov's going to say in four chapters, he's going to say, Hashem, had I known, I wouldn't have spoken so much. And Hashem answers him and says, but Avram didn't either know what I was thinking. Avram didn't have answers as to what was God thinking when he told me to do all these things. How come I'm suffering? Avram could have asked the same questions and yet he stood up to 10 tests. And that is one of the ideas behind the book of Iyov, to juxtapose Iyov with Avram. And here we see a very important point. It's not that Avram had the answers that Iyov did not have. Part of the challenge of living in this world is to live without answers. Is that the capacity to accept that we don't understand everything. We have enough understanding that we can move forward, but we don't have all the answers. Neither did Avram. And that's part of the claim against Iyov. It's not that Iyov's claims are integrally wrong. It's not that I can answer his questions, and as we read through the four chapters, we're going to see much of the stress is on what do you understand, Iyov? Don't you understand that so many things are beyond your knowledge? So why do you think you're going to figure out God's whole plan for the world? So you have questions, okay? You have questions. Avram also had questions. And the claim against Eov is that he allowed himself to take his questions and lead them to action, to go out and speak against God. The claim against Eov is not that he had questions, because questions are legitimate. Ezona chgever chalatzecha ve'eshalcha ve'hodieni. And so Hashem says to Eov, girdle your strength. Go on, Eov, put on your armor, girdle yourself, and ask me. Ve'eshalcha, now I want to ask you, and you answer me. You've been challenging me, so now it's my turn, God says. I have a few questions for you. Efo hayita biyosdi haaretz. Let's see, Eov. You've been asking a lot of questions about how I run the world. So tell me, where were you when I laid the foundations for the earth? Were you around then? Did you understand how I set up all planet earth? Do you begin to understand how the world runs? The most basic physical thing, the earth you stand on. Do you understand that, Eov? Haged im yadata vina. Tell me, Eov. Do you have understanding in that? What's the support that holds planet Earth in its place? Misa mimadeha kiteidaha ominata aleha kav. Eov, tell me please, God says to him. Who measured the Earth length and width, set it to this size? Do you know? Is there anyone here but me? You think everything goes by laws of nature. So I'm telling you there's an exact measure to planet Earth. Now you tell me, Eov, is that also the forces of the heavens, nature, that set it to its exact size? Who's the one that took a measuring stick and started measuring out exactly how big the earth should be? Alma adaneha hotbahu omiyara even pinata. Tell me, Eov, when it came time to stick the foundations of the earth down, what were they placed on? Alma adaneha hotbahu. On what did they put the sockets that the poles of earth stand on? The earth doesn't have any poles. The earth doesn't have any socket. So explain to me. It's floating in air. Why? Do you understand that? Omi yara even pinata. Tell me, who put down the cornerstone? When you build a building, there's always the cornerstone. There's the stone you start with. Tell me, who laid down the cornerstone, started building planet Earth? Where did he lay it down? There was empty. There was an abyss. The center of the earth, all of earth is revolving around the center of the earth. And tell me, why? How does that work? So Hashem is beginning with questions. And there's a lot to discuss here, but we're not going to go too in-depth. This concept of the center of the earth really deserves a whole class on what the physical concept that he's talking to you about. What's he talking about? The center of the earth, the cornerstone. There's a lot of depth in this too, but we're going to continue our learning of Pshat. That's our whole goal in this learning, and we'll pick up Bir Bezachim next time.